Hello, lover. There's this episode in Sex and the City. She walks into her wardrobe and picks a box of shoes down from the top shelf where Carrie keeps all of her shoes. She opens the box and she says, "Hello, lover." And I love that. I also call Carson lover. And I was filling out a form last night, and it always asks for your emergency contact. And what are they? What kind of relationship do you have with this emergency contact? And I always love writing lover on any form and new patient form. It actually trips people up a little bit. So, plus, I always start the podcast saying, "Hello, warrior woman," which there's nothing wrong with that because, hi, warrior woman. Welcome back to the Warrior School podcast. But I just felt like calling you lover. So, hello, lover. Welcome back to the Warrior School podcast. This is episode 260. Today, we're going to spend some time together and we are going to talk about time in our time together. Specifically, we're going to talk about how we can do things in less time, or can we do it in less time? Can we do all of this stuff, this health, nutrition, fitness, training stuff in less time? Can we get to our results in less time? Can we work towards our vision in less time? So this topic, this idea, this concept, what we're going to talk about today in our time together, it came from a few different places, which I'll share, and then we'll get into her. So last week I had a conversation. I was on a call with a warrior, and she was sharing how bad she felt in her body. She was in tears because her body had changed so much over the last year. And she had gained weight around her midsection. And she was talking about, she had a couple of things coming up in her life that required her to dress up, to put her fancy clothes on, her nice clothes, as she referenced. And she was telling me that she could no longer fit into any of those fancy, nice clothes, and that she just felt so foreign and uncomfortable in her body. And the hardest part for her was that she was making all of these changes and she's doing the right things to build her foundation. And her logical brain knows that it's going to take time. But she was really frustrated that she wasn't seeing results. And she said to me, "I'm not seeing results." And I was like, hold up there, girl. Because what often happens is that when we choose to play the new game, and that is working with our physiology, building a strong foundation, learning how to train properly, building a strong food strategy, nourishing our body, creating a new plan, a new game plan to support where we are in our life and this new season, this second season. So for her, this is perimenopause. She's in her mid-40s. So what happens when we start to play the new game, what we see is changes to our biofeedback, positive changes to our biofeedback. So we have more energy. We feel more stable. Our mood is better. Our sleep is better. The quality of our cycles are better. We start to see all of these really cool things happen with the biofeedback. But the last marker to kind of come on board is changes to our body composition. And we might be getting small changes to our body composition, especially if we are consistently training, we're doing our walking, we're building our food strategy, we're trying to get our optimal amount of sleep, we're managing our stress, there should start to be some change. But the mind is fixated on those big, long-lasting changes. And that is magnified when how we feel in our body isn't great. So for her, it was the feeling, how she felt in her body, how she felt around her midsection, how she felt when she was trying on clothes, her nice clothes, her fancy clothes that a year ago fit her and don't anymore. It's the feeling, it's the foreign feeling of, who am I? Like, in this body, I feel uncomfortable in her. I feel foreign in her. She doesn't feel the same when I touch her, when I wear certain clothes, when I move my body, when I sit down, when I lay down in bed, when I go to have sex with my partner. She feels different and I feel foreign, and that's scary. And I've had a lot of conversations lately with a similar theme, that we feel like we're taking action and we're doing all the right things, but we're not seeing results, or we're not seeing the results that we want. And a couple of weeks ago, I was speaking to John, who is my business coach, and we were on a call. We were talking about my business, and he said to me, "What's the big move here? I've been thinking about the difference between small moves and big moves. And sometimes we can take so many small moves that we use too much energy. So what's the big move? You make one big move, you save energy, and you get the work done in less time." And of course, I wrote that down. I wrote, "What's the big move here?" on a post-it note. And it's been sitting here on my desk. And this is what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about time. I want to talk about actions and results, big moves, small moves, and really looking at, is it time to make a big move? If we want, you know, big change and big results, what can we do? So sometime last week, I was doing some cardio. It was the end of a really long day. I had been on a lot of calls and on my computer all day, and it was pouring rain outside. I'd already taken Hank out twice, so I thought, okay, I'm just going to go and do a cardio session. I love the Stairmaster. And so I jumped on the Stairmaster, and I was listening to Brooke Castillo, her podcast, The Life Coach School. And I don't listen to a lot of podcasts, actually. There's probably two that I listen to, Brooks and Creator Club, which John does. And the episode was on, it was called Action Audit. And basically, she was saying that, and I'm going to quote her here, "No matter what result you are trying to create in your life, your success depends on the actions you take. So what happens when you are taking action but not getting the results you want? That's where an action audit comes in." So she spoke about two concepts, the Pareto principle, aka the 80-20 rule, which really means that it states that roughly 80% of outcomes come from 20% of causes, or 20% of our actions. The second concept she spoke about was Parkinson's law, which states that work will expand to fill the time allotted for its completion. So I'm not going to go into both of those concepts. I highly recommend that you listen to the podcast episode. I'll pop it in the show notes. It was a really cool episode. Or you can go to the Googles and you can Google them. But basically, she was saying that if we choose the right actions to take 20% of the time, they can produce 80% of our results. And right doesn't mean more. It can often actually mean less. Remember, and we're going to come back to it, small moves versus big moves. The interesting thing about this idea of the 80-20 is that we need to do the work to find those right actions to take, to find that 20% that can produce 80% of our results. And what often happens when we're starting out, often we are producing we're taking 80% action and only seeing 20% of the results. It's flipped, which is why we start to feel a little bit depleted and frustrated and tired, is because we feel like we're doing 80% of the work, but only really getting 20% of the results. But that's because, and this is my belief, and from what I've seen, is that because we're just trying to figure it out. We're trying things on, we're trying to fit this new game into our life, we're trying to create a consistent training practice, we're learning how to nourish our body and be consistent with feeding ourselves, we're trying to work on our sleep, that we've got all of these pieces to our health and fitness puzzle. And we're just trying to figure out what's the right piece to grab right now to work on. And often a lot of people will grab loads of pieces, especially at the start, or when we feel really crappy in our body, or when our energy is really bad. And so we grab a load of pieces and we're doing 80% of the work, or we're taking all of these actions. And then we get really frustrated that, well, I'm not getting the results that I want. What happens over time, as you build the foundation, as you give yourself time, as you gather evidence, as you become more aware, as you do your training, as you do your tracking, you learn what actions are right for you right now to help you move forward in the game. And then you start to see that actually I can take some things away that I'm doing that are using more energy, and those actions aren't actually serving me. And so I really like this idea of the 80-20 rule, but it takes time to get there. It takes time for us to learn those right actions to take 20% of the time that can produce 80% of your results. The second part that I really liked was looking at time and looking at this idea of Parkinson's law, which again states that the work will expand to fill the time allotted for its completion. So often I'll hear, I didn't think it would take this long, or it's taking a long time. I'm frustrated with how long it's taking. The work will expand to fill the time allotted for its completion. So what if we gave ourselves less time to complete the work? What if, and she uses in the podcast episode, she uses the example of being at school or being at university and having maybe 2 weeks to finish an assignment, but leaving it to the night before. And so the allotted time might have been a total of like maybe, you know, 5 days or those 2 weeks, but we did it in 5 hours because we left it to the last minute. Now, I do believe that it takes time to build your foundation. I believe, and I know because of my own experience and because I've been working with women for so many years now, that it takes about 9 to 12 months to build a foundation. At least. And it really takes about 9 to 12 months basically to get your shit together, to get clear on your vision, to know what you want, to become the woman who does the things, you know, to become your version 4.0. It takes about 9 to 12 months for you to change your mindset. It takes about that time to create a consistent training practice, to figure out your food strategy. And you'll see improvements in your biofeedback, in your strength, in your consistency in that time, pretty quickly. But you potentially won't see those big, long-lasting body composition changes, especially if you are in your 40s and your mid-40s and you're going through hormonal changes. Now, I ain't gonna lay it all on the hormones because it's not just all the hormones, it's how well we prepared ourselves to get to this stage. And unfortunately, for a lot of women, we've spent most of our life, especially our 20s and our 30s, in a very stressed, undernourished state. We just don't have the foundation there. So then we get to this stage in our life and we may have been able to keep our body at a certain composition, a certain shape, a certain size. We may have been able to keep our body feeling a certain way for a long time with, you know, running on cortisol and adrenaline and maybe running a lot and not eating that much, but it catches up to us. The stress catches up. I'm not saying running is bad or demanding more and pushing yourself hard and training hard and working hard and living a big life is bad. It's the fact that we weren't nourished well enough, and the compound effect of that catches up to us. It may take 5 years, it could take 10 years, it could take 15 years. And what often happens, there's this intersection of the compound effect of living a certain way for a while, for years, decades, and hitting this time in our lives, which is, you know, late 30s, early 40s, mid 40s. And then we have this change in ratio of our hormones, which is why for a lot of you that you start to see really big changes in sleep patterns and in body composition once you kind of get into your 40s or your mid 40s and you haven't really changed that much. You're not really doing anything different and you don't understand why this is, and it's really frustrating. So it will take you time to build your foundation. It will take you time to learn how to nourish yourself, to create a consistent training practice that, you know, that's working for you right now, where you are at in your life and where your health is at right now. And we can't rush this part. Sure, we can make it more efficient and more effective by doing all the things that are required to build it, by taking consistent action. So training at least 3 times a week, you know, doing our strength training, working on our food strategy, trying to eat enough food, our daily walking, sleeping well, managing our stress. All of those things are going to help us build a foundation. And if we do those things consistently, the building of the foundation can be more efficient and more effective. I was on a call with another warrior. It was a couple of months ago, I think, and she was really struggling with consistency and she just wasn't showing up and doing the work. And we'd been working together for about 18 months. And while she has had so many wins, so she's trained the most consistent she's ever trained, she's lifted the most weight she's ever lifted, she has better, you know, better sleeps, her energy's great, her strength's improved. She's learned a lot about nourishing her body and eating more food. Right now, we're working on a really cool front loading and carb strategy, which is making a massive difference. But she wasn't seeing those big body composition changes. Well, for her, she was like, why is this taking so long? It was taking way longer than she thought it should take. And she was taking action. But when we really looked at that, or when she looked at it and looked at her actions, she could see that she wasn't taking the right actions, or there was inconsistency there. There was times where she actually wasn't showing up and doing the work. There was times where she actually wasn't doing her tracking or eating enough. And so one day she woke up and she decided that nothing will change if nothing changes. She looked at her actions over the last few months and she realized that she wasn't being consistent or putting the effort in. So she made a big move. She decided to do something, some movement every day. She's been also more intentional with her food and she's pushing herself hard in her sessions consistently. And we were actually messaging the other day and she said to me, still going strong, daily movement, amazing sleep, scale going down, not feeling hungry. I feel amazing on more carbs. Thank you. She found 2 or 3 actions that were the right actions for her with where she is right now to produce 80% of the results. So if you are taking action, but you're not getting the results that you want, or they're taking too long, maybe it's time to do an action audit. And I highly recommend that you check out the podcast episode by Brooke Castillo on that action audit. I'll give you a little bit of a 5-step framework. It's a bit different to Brooke's, but essentially I pulled it out of that podcast episode in a second that you can run yourself through. But I highly recommend that you check out her episode to do that action audit. What she was saying is that if you aren't getting the results that you want and you feel like you are taking action, we need to do an action audit. We've got to audit those actions. Are they actually helping you right now? The other thing that we can look at is it time to make a big move instead of a small one? And this is a really interesting one because often when we start, and when I start with warriors, we have to take lots of small actions because we just don't have the energy. A lot of us are depleted, we're reactive, we're apathetic, and we really want to move into this place of being intentional, energized, and nourished. But we have to take small steps. We have to make these small little changes, small consistent actions, because it's overwhelming and we just don't have the energy. We don't have the capacity to be able to deal with big change. Now, not everyone, some women I've worked with, we can make bigger moves or take bigger actions or bigger steps. But for a lot of us, it needs to be small. And this is why we really struggle because we're in the all or nothing. We love that pendulum. We love tangoing with her and she's seductive. We've got to play in the middle. Now, that doesn't mean that we can't go all in on something and go for a sprint and make a big move. We can, but often we just don't have the energy at the start. So if you're at the start and you're really working on your energy, your stability, you are trying to build a consistent training practice, you may need to make small moves. Small moves are cool. Small moves are really helpful, especially at the start. But with the warrior that I was just speaking about, she'd been making small moves for 18 months. And those small moves were effective. They were, because she got wins. And she just struggled a little bit to claim those wins and celebrate herself and be okay with demanding more from herself. She was just in this, I'm just going to demand more from myself and get frustrated because I'm not seeing the big, long-lasting body composition results that I want. But she just wasn't taking the right action. Or it was time to make a big move. And so maybe ask yourself, what is the action that I'm taking that is producing the result I want? Are you taking any action right now that actually is producing the result that you want? Or what are the actions that you're taking that aren't producing the result that you want? Then ask yourself, could I do this in less time? And could I make a big move? What's the big move here? I was on another call with a warrior and she's having really bad foot pain. We thought she had a fracture, but she's got a lot of soft tissue stuff going on in her foot. And she's had a history of foot problems, but she gained a lot of weight over the last couple of years. And that additional load through her foot, with the history of her foot just not being super strong, has caused this really chronic foot pain. And she was really frustrated that she would have to change her training, that we were going to change her training. And she thought that she was going to lose all of her gains and all of her results that she's been working on with her lower body. And I said to her, look, we could make little small moves here. Like we could make tiny little tweaks and, you know, we could just manage the foot and, you know, do that plan or that strategy over you know, a longer period of time, or we could just make a big move. And the big move is go all in on the foot rehab, go all in on the foot strengthening. Let's actually take anything out. So stop walking, stop doing anything that is aggravating the foot. We can still train your legs, but we'll just do it this way, and this way. And we're going to go all, the big move is just changing the training to fix the issue, or at least manage the issue really well. So then we can go back to the practice. And this is what I often do with pain or discomfort. I'll start with lots of small moves, you know, looking at certain things that are flaring it up, putting rehab work in there, doing specific work, all these little small moves. And then if it's not improving, I just make a big move on it. And we completely change the approach. We change the training. We go all in on fixing the thing or managing the thing better to reduce the pain or to remove the pain or the discomfort. And then we can just keep going with our training practice. It's the same with the food sometimes. You know, some of the women can be working on one specific thing. They're doing that for a long time. But then it's easier just to sometimes make a big move, because with a big move, we can gather more evidence. With a big move, we are a bit more efficient. We could be more effective. We're going to learn more. It's going to be potentially produce more results in less time. So a few questions here for you. What is the action that I'm taking that is producing the result I want? And could I do that in less time? What is the action or actions that I'm taking that aren't actually producing the result that I want? Could I produce more of a result in less time? And could I make a bigger move here? So I thought it would be helpful to give you a little bit of a five-step framework that could help you do whatever you're trying to do in less time. So for me, I'm really thinking about it from the perspective of my business and certain things that I want to do in my business. Could I just make a bigger move instead of making a lot of small ones? What's the big move here? And the bigger moves require more energy. So this is why we have to make sure that we're nourished. We have the foundation, because big moves are harder and they're scarier. Well, I don't want to say they're harder. They might not be. It actually might be all the small ones that compound and feel way harder. The big move might be just way easier because it's one move. So step one, what is the goal or the vision? What result are you trying to create? What are you trying to do here? Are you trying to lose weight, lose fat mass? Are you trying to change your body composition? Are you trying to get more energy? Are you trying to create something in your business? What is the result that you are after? What is the winning here? What is the goal? You need to get clear on that. Step two is, what's going on right now? So what's going on with your energy, your biofeedback, what's going on in your world, and what's going on right now with your actions? What actions are you taking? What are you doing? What are you doing in particular to try and get that result? List them down. Step three, who do you need to become? What actions does she take to get the result? Because who you are now will not get you there. If she could, she woulda. So who do you actually need to become? And getting clear on that can help you get clear on, well, what actions does she take? Does Amy 4.0 take to get that result? Because I'm Amy 1.0, I'm doing these things and taking these actions, and I feel like I am doing the work or taking action, doing the things, but I'm not getting the result that I want. So if I became Amy 4.0, what would she do differently? What actions would she take? How would she think? What decisions would she make? Step four, small moves or big moves? So if I'm taking a bunch of small moves, well, where am I right now in my journey? If I'm very early on and I'm building my foundation, I may just need to take small moves, and then I may need to be okay with the fact that this result that I want is going to take a little bit longer. We're gonna cultivate some patience here. I've spoken before about the expectation reality gap. So we have this expectation for this result that we want, and we have this expectation that, you know, we want it maybe in a certain amount of time. Then we have our reality. So we have our what's going on right now and who am I right now. And often there's a massive gap between them. So the work is in closing the gap. And one of the ways we can do this is through action audits. So auditing our actions, going through a framework like this, going through the framework that Brooke went through on the podcast. We can close the gap by adjusting our expectations. And sometimes we need to do that, especially if we're early on in our journey. You may not get those big, long-lasting body composition changes that you want in that first year. Actually, most of you will not. There is an exception, but most of you are the rule. And the rule is that it's going to take you at least 9 to 12 months just to get your shit together, to change your mindset, to get a more elegant mind, to manage the mind, to get more energy, to create a consistent training practice, to get stronger biofeedback. And then what I often say to my warriors is that it gets really fun. Once we get to that year mark and we have a strong foundation, then we get to play this really cool game. Not saying that it's not fun for those first 9 to 12 months. It can be really fun, especially if you work on your mindset, your vision, especially, well, in Warrior School, I really make it fun. I believe in this balance between structure, organization, following a plan, being disciplined, you know, learning how to train properly, and then also balancing that with fun and novelty and playfulness and desire. And that's why we do the challenges and certain things. That's why I run live events, because, you know, this journey to build the foundation can be really hard. But if you are, you know, you already train consistently and you have a pretty strong foundation, but you're still not getting those big results that you want, you probably need to make a big move. So what's the big move here? What's the one big thing that you can do that actually might only be 20%, but could produce 80% of the results that you want? Then step five is doing the action audit and the timeline. So is it working and can I do it in less time? So we should be always auditing what we're doing. I talk about it in reference to when I'm talking about it with my warriors, I'll often say, is what I'm doing working for me or not? And working for me could be, is it giving me energy or is it leaking my energy? Is it helping me progress towards where I want to go, or is it moving me further away from where I want to go? Is it supporting my biofeedback, or is it going against, you know, making my body healthier and stronger? And so you could also ask yourself, is what I'm doing working for me right now? Is it getting me closer to the result that I want? So Brooke sums it up in an action audit, so auditing your actions. And then looking at the timeline. So could you actually do this in less time? Now, I don't believe you can build the foundation in less time because of my own experience and because of working with hundreds of women now. It does take about a year. But after that, you could do things in less time. We just need to get clear on the actions that are going to help us do the thing in less time. Okay, warrior. It was a pleasure to spend this time with you. I wonder how many times I said time in this podcast episode. Maybe when I put it through my Descript software to transcribe it, you could probably try and, I don't know, there's AI in there. So I could say, how many times do I say time in this podcast episode? I said it a lot. But I would recommend listening to this a couple of times and asking yourself those questions, going through that little framework that I gave you. I also recommend listening to the podcast episode that Brooke did on action audits. Okay, warrior, go and make a big move. Go on. A day-a, a double day-a to make a big move so you can create the body that you want and get the life that you want. All right. It was a pleasure. It was an absolute pleasure. Bye for now. Warrior Woman, thanks so much for listening to this episode. If you haven't, please give the podcast some love by subscribing now. And if you enjoyed this episode, please rate it and share it with another warrior woman. Also, if you want to go crazy, I'd love if you wrote a review for the Warrior School podcast. And also share and tag me with your biggest takeaways for the episode on the gram. Okay, Warrior Woman, have a great week in training. Bye for now.